Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Do you like miracles? Have you ever seen a miracle? Well, maybe that depends on how you define miracle. I'm thinking of something, first of all, supernatural, and something we cannot explain by the usual day-to-day workings of this life. Sometimes doctors tell us of unexplainable or inexplicable things that they have seen. A woman in Waterville, Michigan, was ill to the point of death and allergic to the only medication that might have prolonged her life. There was no way out, and yet she recovered, and the doctor could not explain it. A pastor driving in a storm at night saw flashing lights ahead and slowed down, stopping when he reached them. A state policeman came over to him asking, "How did you get through?" "Get through what?" "We are closing this road you just came on. The power lines fell and are stretched across the road like a fence. We're getting them turned off so we can clear them, but you seem to have come right through them." The pastor could not explain it either. He didn't even see them. Sometimes we speak of our guardian angels in such situations. A driver on Interstate 5 in the scenic part, that is the mountainous part of Oregon, reached down for something on the floor, and his compact car swerved off the highway at 55 miles an hour. He fishtailed to a stop on an expanse of crushed rock that had apparently been left from the building of the road. A voice came from the back seat, "Daddy, I thought we were going to crash." After he and his young family had caught their breath, said a prayer, and continued on, they began to realize that there was not another level place like that for miles where the car could leave the road without a crash. I'm sure you could add many similar accounts just from your travels to and from ILC. But this morning, Jesus' word points us to another sort of miracle. As we were reminded a couple days ago, it is not natural for us to pray that God's name, God's ruling activity, and God's wishes be honored above our own. And our corrupted human nature actually prefers the path of temptation. That seems a little spicier. So it is a supernatural event when we actually take God's side and say, "Lead us not into temptation," or "Hallowed be thy name." So also, is it a miracle of God's grace that we hunger and thirst for righteousness? By nature, we hunger and thirst for our daily bread, material goods, the latest iPod, but we do not by nature want to seek His kingdom, His rule in our lives, or His righteousness. We hunger and thirst for respect from others, for peace, health, education, honor, faithful friends, good neighbors, and like that. Sometimes we even are tempted to think that His rule in our lives deprives us of the blessings for which we hunger. And that is why this miracle stands out in stark contrast to the ordinary course of things in this life, that He would grant us this gift to hunger and thirst for Him, the Lord, our righteousness. Among His own people, we see the natural course of things when Jesus came saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me." The natural response was, in effect, "Well, I'm not that thirsty." It was a miracle of God's love when He came to take our place, to live and die for us, so that we might faultlessly stand before His throne And it is a miracle when God works in us both the wanting and the doing of His will. That we should even want to have God above all those other things that we treasure so much, including friendships and fun. That we should have any hunger or thirst to love our neighbor as much as we love ourselves. These miracles are all sparked in us by His kind word of forgiveness. Thus the Creator of the universe reaches into our lives and guides our steps, preparing the righteous path before us like so many flagstones that our feet step on while our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Perhaps one flagstone is LIB, and another is cheer up a classmate who is down. Another, perhaps, welcome a newcomer in the name of Jesus, or give a cup of cold water to one of His little ones. What a wondrous God is ours, who not only causes us to hunger and thirst for righteousness, but also then satisfies the deepest desires of our heart. Now may He keep us ever in His true love and fear. Amen.